Greetings, I'm Laura Puccivaltorta. Welcome to episode 19 of my podcast of short stories, B is for Bisexual. This story is called Inverness, and we are reading the second and final part today. Inverness, a shelved librarian, has just moved to South Carolina since she's out of work. She's met Hassan and Heather, but these new friends do not get along well with each other. This irks Inverness. So what will happen at Hassan's family reunion? Joining me in the reading are Marco Valtorta, a computer scientist, and Dante Valtorta, our son. Dante will do the voice of Hassan, and Marco will do the voice of Heather. I love that. Thank you for your help, family. I wish that my daughter, Clara, were here. I am a content creator, and my films include Bermuda, which is a feature comedy, You Feel Me, Queen of the Road, and Disability on channels such as Amazon, Prime, and Tubi. A shout out to listeners in New Zealand, Germany, South Carolina, Texas, and Finland. And now Inverness, part two. All the librarians, including Heather, fixed Hassan and Inverness with hard stares as they walked out. Jealousy was making the librarians uglier. Inverness could not sit on the same side of the table as Hassan at Mamim and Maudi because the clear membrane surrounding him got in the way. He talked on and on about USC Beaufort and the course he taught on Gullah culture, how his place had ants, and that his sister needed to lose a lot of weight.
"Man, if she don't go on a diet pretty soon,"
he said,
"she's gonna get diabetes like my mother. It'll mess with her feet. I take after my daddy, tall and skinny."
Inverness poked the clear caw with her index finger deeper and harder, but she couldn't break through. "My dad is a doctor," said Inverness. "He always worked in Kenya or London."
Your mom's okay with that?"
"No, never."
"What do you say we move on to my place and go crazy?"
"You have ants."
"All right then, let's go to your place."
Inverness didn't mind having sex with Hassan, especially after the call disappeared. He was polite while touching her and gentle. He talked all the way through about his life and his family and his courses until he hit orgasm, let out a cry, and fell back onto the bed. Silence reigned. "I want to meet them," said Inverness, "your family and your friends."
Okay, we got a family reunion coming up, end of October. You can come meet everybody, but you have to bring food."
"I don't cook."
"In that case, you have to pay $50.
Inverness got up, walked over to her wallet, and withdrew the cash. She handed it to Hassan, who immediately tucked it into his pocket. This money was not for food. There was no need to pay for the reunion. Hassan just needed the money. Inverness did not mind. For the next 2 weeks, research on her book Insect Queens went very well. Heather fed her the books and articles. Inverness wrote an entire chapter on Hawaiian beetles and how they invaded other insects' bodies, injecting their brains with venom and stealing their free will. Heather said nothing judgmental to Inverness directly, but she messaged telepathically that Hassan was no good. When Hassan came in to fetch Inverness for lunch, Heather put both arms akimbo and began tapping one foot. Her drawstring mouth pursed together. It was like a brown spider mating ritual. Hassan said loudly,
"Man, look at that thick woman staring me down. Gives me the creeps."
He hustled Inverness out of the library, encircling her shoulders. They ate Japanese rice or low country pizza, with Inverness always paying.
"Man, they don't value me enough at the university,"
said Hassan.
"I only make $45,000 per year.
Inverness did not care about footing the bill. She wanted to research Hassan's family.
Oh, just so you know, once you attend an Anderson family reunion,
warned Hassan,
you become part of the family, for real.
Inverness wondered what he meant.
It's a magic ritual, kind of serious. Once you eat that potato salad, the kind with the egg, mayonnaise, and mustard, you're in. That means you can no longer talk to that bitch in the library.
Heather?
Yes, her. The silly fat one. Maybe you can talk to her, but you cannot be friends with her.
Inverness wondered why he focused on Heather. Was it about her body size? Heather was interesting, kind of funny. She was the first person in South Carolina who had touched Inverness, albeit on her shoulder through her t-shirt. Maybe it was because Heather wore pink and lime green all the time. Her skin was far too pink for that. Heather needed fashion counseling. We are almost the same color, Heather and I.
You won't be once you join my clan. After that, you'll be calling yourself black.
The call surrounding Hassan quivered and moved, opening and yawning at one end to invite her in. But I only like potato salad made with oil and vinegar and spices.
What's that? I never heard of that.
It's my mother's recipe. Her mother, part Italian, had learned it from her Sicilian grandmother and passed the potato salad recipe down to Inverness. And we eat lentils on New Year's Day.
So do we.
Hassan was excited.
For prosperity. Those lentils are like coins.
It's an Italian thing.
No. Senegal and Gambia. The lentils are from West Africa.
Inverness wondered who was right. Probably both of them. Surely the Italians had traded with Africa. Her father was part Somalian, part Italian and Libyan. Everything came from Africa, ultimately. But it was amazing. People still shared this lentil tradition, despite the evils of colonization.
My father was the one who disciplined us, spanked us with a broom, not too hard,
Hassan said proudly. The idea of a father figure, somebody 6'5" tall and strong, dishing out the rules and the punishment, caused Inverness to imagine a cozy life, a household with wood floors and order. Too many African-American men went to prison. A week before the Anderson reunion, Inverness did her bug research at the library with a smiling face. It was a Wednesday, no kids around. She could pile the books around her and concentrate. Heather approached with a sly look on her face, ratty trainers on her feet.
The beehive out back has been invaded by wasps. Want to see it?
The prospect was exciting. Wasps were well known for taking over beehives, killing the bees, and replacing the cells with their own pupae. Inverness stood up.
Okay, let's go and take some video.
Heather pulled out her cell phone. The yard behind the library was square and flat, with fences separating the grassy area from some marshy ponds. A couple of tall water oaks provided shade. In the far right corner, Inverness could see an old fire tower. There was a sign at the bottom. Heather rushed toward it, and Inverness followed, trying not to appear eager. Heather pointed to the handwritten sign. Danger! Wasps! Do not climb! Up above them was a low buzzing noise. Well? Inverness had a healthy respect for wasps.
My cell phone has a camera.
Heather took 7 steps up the staircase and then stopped to pull out the phone.
I see them!
She filmed for a few seconds. She climbed 2 more steps and stopped again to adjust her phone.
Help!
Heather dropped her phone onto the grass and began slapping her head.
Oh my God!
Her feet moving like fire, Heather descended the lower steps and began slapping at her body and shrieking. She ran toward the library where her colleagues were watching out the window with dour faces. What an idiot! Inverness searched the grass. After sauntering back inside the library, she held up Heather's phone. The male librarian pointed her toward the librarian's break room. Heather was preparing a bag of ice.
They got me in the back,
she explained, still laughing. Let me see. Take it off. With her shirt off, Heather resembled a pink marshmallow. There were 5 red dots on her back like targets. Inverness applied the ice bag to Heather's back. I hope you're not allergic.
Those wasps are horrible, but I did get some really good footage.
Inverness looked at Heather's smiling face and imagined the wasps, terrified, attacking her, zooming into her back like kamikaze fighter planes. She could not help laughing.
That was fun,
said Heather. Oh yeah, we should do it again real soon. Ooh. That evening, Hassan invited Inverness to his place for dinner. He boiled shrimp in spicy water and prepared a package of Mahatma rice. There was also salad with tomato and avocado. What happened to the ants? Asked Inverness as they were eating at his rickety table.
I got rid of them with this organic, really nice-smelling peppermint spray. Smells like candy. The bugs hate it. I found it on Amazon.
They'll be back, said Inverness.
You're right. Bugs never quit,
said Hassan.
About the reunion, my family wants to meet you, my dad especially. You know he works at the tomato packing plant now, supervisor. He used to be a janitor. Took us to work sometimes when we were coming up.
The thought of Mr. Anderson bringing his children to work was like a sweet breeze blowing through Inverness's mind. Dad working, kids exploring. You all keep out of trouble now. How old are you? Inverness wondered. Hassan had never told her.
Me? I just turned 45.
Damn, this guy did not even look 40. He was just 5 years younger than Inverness herself. That was a reasonable gap in age, and he didn't want children. Enjoyed his job at the university, liked to read, wove baskets. Inverness's phone vibrated. It was a text from Heather with a file attached. She touched the link. Heather's face disappeared, then about 7 seconds of yellow-striped wasps crawling out of a bee's hive, flying. Heather screaming. The frame turned up to the sky. She showed the video to Hassan.
Who is this? That red-haired bitch at the library?
She's okay.
Watch out. Don't fall under her spell.
The call, which had opened up during dinner to admit Inverness, closed back around Hassan's body. Inverness stared out the window at some palm trees flapping in the wind. This world was impossible. She enjoyed Hassan's company. He was a good person. She liked laughing with Heather. What harm could it do? What asteroid would fall from the sky if she cultivated both people in her life? I've got to go.
Wait,
said Hassan. Inverness had to leave. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The day of the reunion, Hassan texted her about 67 times.
Remember, it starts at 1. Everybody wants to meet you.
And?
My dad hopes I snag a smart woman for once, like you.
Inverness wondered for a moment what to wear, since the reunion was on a Sunday. But the only clothes she owned were ripped jeans and black t-shirts, plus a bathing suit, a pith helmet, and a down vest. She didn't own any ritualistic clothing. After being fired from the library, she had given away all her suits. She decided on ripped jeans, a black t-shirt, and a necklace of cowrie beads. The Anderson reunion was spread out on a lawn next to a farm cafe in Bluffton. There were tables covered with food and a lot of people milling around and laughing. Children running around, a swing set, people eating corn on the cob. Inverness noticed that the call thing or the balloon barrier surrounded everyone. It looked thinner and more invisible in the setting sun, but it was still there, taller, filling with gas and expanding, thinning out, becoming more diaphanous as people talked and shouted. The balloon did not burst, it just got bigger.
We should have brought a casserole or some potato salad,
said Heather, smiling in a pink and orange tent dress with a wide straw hat on her lap. She was sitting in the car next to Inverness. Heather was the guest. I don't do potato salad unless it has vinegar, olive oil, and spices, said Inverness.
Sounds delicious. Never heard of that.
The women got out of the car. Hassan came rushing toward them, frowning when he saw Heather.
That her? Which one?
An older, taller man grabbed Hassan's arm. The older man said something that caused Hassan to slow down, stare at the ground. He looked up, hesitated, and walked toward the women again. The call broke apart, as if a hairdryer had ripped it, and let them all in. The end. And I want to say thank you, and thank you to Marco and Dante.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ciao.